Angry MGTOW here, and white women are destroying the world. White women are destroying the world, and they're doing it in a multitude of ways. I want you guys to look at the image that I used for this thumbnail. It shows a man and a woman, white woman and a white man, walking. She's taking up the entire sidewalk. And he's walking on literally the curb. He's walking a straight, thin line. And there's traffic coming. And if he slips, he can fall onto incoming traffic. He can get killed. In fact, she can easily push him and say he fell. This is the modern society that men live in today. The woman is taking up all of the space, and the space given to a man is literally a thin, straight line that he can fall off and into incoming traffic at any time. See that bag on her back? That bag contains all of his resources and junk that she's used to buy, that she's bought using his resources. A picture can tell you many things. That's what I see when I look at this picture. And that's why I say white women have ruined the world. Hear me out when hear me out, because I want to make it clear. All women are toxic. All women are destructive in the lives of men. But I'm specifically calling out white women because they're the ones who are pushing this agenda. They are the most privileged group in history, in the history of man, and all, but then claim to be the most oppressed. The most oppressed. In another video, I talked about how dating a woman can now lead to you getting arrested. And she feels uncomfortable. And white women aren't going to stop. They're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And they're playing both sides. 53% of white women voted for Donald Trump. What does that tell you? It tells you that the majority of women know that feminism is dead and gone. They know it's dead. They know it's over. But they're still playing the game. They're still playing both sides. So when shit hits the fan, they want Donald Trump to come and save them. They want the most alpha male they can find to come and save them. Let me tell you guys something. When they released that tape of Donald Trump saying, "And you can grab him by the pussy," that was the moment he sealed the deal on the election. That was the moment he won the fucking election. It was. Because that's where he was differentiated entirely from everyone else. Sure, he had been saying crazy things before, but that was the moment he sealed the deal. When he made it clear he was a man willing to go there. He was that kind of guy. That's Donald Trump for you. That's what these women want. But at the end of the day, most men aren't going to put up with that kind of shit. Most men are simply just going to walk away, focus on themselves and their own happiness. If you look at feminism, feminism is being pushed the most in white countries, white developed countries, white Scandinavian countries. And it's being pushed specifically by white women. Before white women began pushing this agenda, it wasn't happening. And if you have to ask yourself, how did this happen? Because women have always been so privileged. All they had to do is open their legs, close their mouths, and they were guaranteed to have food to eat, a place to live, and resources. Never having to work a day in their lives.
So what brought us to this point? Because good enough is never enough for women. Women deliberately create chaos because it's in chaos that they thrive. But when shit hits the fan, they want stability immediately. That's how their minds work. They don't think about the long-term effects of their actions. They don't think about the fact that if you tear down society and it crumbles to the point under the chaos that you create, and you can no longer survive and thrive in this chaos, you can't just turn around and say, okay, I want things to go back to normal now. Before I created all the chaos, it didn't work. But that's not how it works in a woman's brain. She thinks that she can do whatever she wants. She can create any mess that she wants. And when she fucks everything up, when she tears everything down and everything's on the brink of collapse, hell is collapsing, men can fix it. Everything can just go back to normal. She can just snap her fingers and say, okay, I changed my mind. I changed my mind. Women think that they can always change their mind and undo whatever they've done while still keeping the spoils of their endeavors. It's just like what we're seeing with so-called anti-feminism right now. They want to undo the nastiness, the perception that feminism has created, while keeping all the privileges, rights, and disparities that feminism has made between men and women. That is the hypocrisy, not of women, of feminism, that's the hypocrisy of women. It's time we stop blaming feminism, and it's time we start blaming women. Feminism is just another word for female nature left unchecked. Female nature left unchecked produces feminism. And things aren't going to get better, not in the way that we like to think. Things will get better in the sense that men will go their own way and focus on themselves and their own passion. But the relationship between men and women is not going to improve. No. Even if women start begging, the trust is gone. Trust is a very important thing in a relationship. And men don't trust women anymore. They don't trust them with their assets. They don't trust them with their resources. They don't trust them with their lives. And you can't blame them. They said that's something very interesting, that it's a new phenomenon among millennials. More and more millennials are requesting prenups before they get married. Prenups. Above previous generations, more millennials than previous generations are requesting prenups before they get married. What does that tell you about the trust between men and women? It's broken. It's shattered. The irony is a prenup can easily be thrown out in court. Prenups are thrown out all the time. They can be thrown out. The court does not have to abide by a prenup. You've got guys like Donald Trump who've been married multiple times, but don't forget that he's a billionaire and he can essentially buy himself out of a situation. The average man can't. The average man can't afford to keep buying themselves out of these circumstances, of these situations. You know what's interesting about Trump also? There were all these women saying that Donald Trump sexually harassed them. There were women saying that Donald Trump raped them. The election's over, all those women have suddenly vanished. The women who say that Clinton raped them, they're still around. They've been around for a long time. But the women that say Trump hurt them, they're gone. They are gone with the wind. They are gone with the wind. It just shows you how fake everything is. How fake the media is, how fake the feminized media is, how fake the society we live in is, and even our perception of society. Men and women are never, ever, not in our lifetime, going to come back together and work things out and have families and to have children and move forward. It's not happening. The relationships between men and women will continue to break down. And it's funny, this one guy, you know, he attacked me. He said all kinds of crap that, you know, my beliefs will never come to pass. It's never going to happen. Do not forget, these are the same people that said Donald Trump would never win. These are the same people that said Donald Trump will never win. They live on an entirely different planet. You can't listen to anything they say because there's nothing legitimate in their words. They are liars, they are cheaters, they are detestables, they are simps, they are traitors, they are filth. Can't believe a single word that they say. So, like I said, come 2017 is the year feminism dies. 2018 is the year feminism becomes the walking dead, where feminists don't even realize that their movement is dead and that people don't see them anymore. But don't get me wrong. Female behavior is going to continue. Even as shit is falling apart for women, they can't find jobs, they can't have children, they're not getting married, they are running out of options, they're still going to remain in complete denial. They're just going to ramp up their demands and start demanding more. It'll be something out of Super Mario, where they start saying, I'm a princess, come and save me. Mario, come save me. But by the way, even if you didn't come, I'd still be all right. But yeah, come save me. And when men say no, when there's a big resounding no, or rather a big resounding silence, because that's how men say no, they won't actually mouth the word no. They just won't respond. And when they don't respond, women will go frantic. You see, women gauge their importance and their ability to survive based on the amount of attention that they receive. If they find that they're receiving less attention from men, then they take that as a potential omen that they are in danger. If men start ignoring women, women will go upset. Will not only become upset, they will become scared and frantic. I remember talking about how to deal with women in society, and it was simply starve them of attention, ignore them, don't associate with them. Essentially, they are there, and just keep going your own way. That is the primary way to make them understand that you're not that society, that men are not taking their shit anymore. That is the primary way to let them know that they have now run out of options. And their actions have led to this reaction. Their actions have led to men choosing not to have anything to do with them, choosing to disengage with them, choosing to focus on themselves, their own happiness, their wants, and their needs. The only way women realize something has gone wrong and that they are fucked is when they stop getting the attention that they so crave and desire. When that attention is taken away, that's when they suddenly realize, uh-oh, we've gone too far. That's how you grab them. That's how you really get them. That's how you really get the message through to them. By stripping them of the attention that they so desire. Why do you think women do all the crazy things they do in society right now? Punishing men, attacking men. They're doing it for the sake of attention. Take the attention away, and they'll realize they have gone too far. They will literally start begging for patriarchy. And the patriarchy never went away. The patriarchy is the same thing that has given women all the privileges that they have today. The so-called patriarchy, which is really a group of simps. Take the patriarchy away. Take the protector away, because that's what the patriarchy is. Take the protector away, and you have a free government where everyone takes care of themselves, which is what we are entering. We're entering a system of government where everyone takes care of themselves. Something that we should have, that's supposed to have existed for a long time, but under the libertards, we've, you know, ended up under a socialist, damn near communist regime. And as we're headed towards a society where everyone must take care of themselves, women will not succeed in this. Women will not thrive in this. Women will not survive in this. They will find themselves miserable, lonely, angry, frustrated, and desperate. And that desperation will lead them to do crazy things, deplorable things, virtually anything to gain the attention of a man, to gain the desire and respect of a man. And they have brought that onto themselves. And as I said, men will have a resounding answer for them. There will be a resounding no, and it will come in the form of silence.
Hey guys, just remember that if you have a video request and a topic you'd like me to discuss, you can send me a donation with your topic by visiting my homepage and clicking on the PayPal link.
Women made their beds and now they'll have to lay in them. This is the direction that we are headed in. It's not happening next year, it's happening this year. There are so many changes, from sex bots to layoffs and so many more things happening, including the artificial womb, that women, I've said it before, women are going to literally find themselves in the perfect storm where they are hit with everything all at once, where everything goes to hell around them all at once. And they won't know how to deal with it, where they find themselves experiencing the kinds of things and hardships that men have experienced for years. Having to provide for yourself, losing your children to the court system because you cannot, because you're found to be an unfit parent. They're going to start experiencing these things. Trust me on that. And there will be no help for them. There will be no going back in time. They made their beds and they will have to lay in them now. That is the new world that we are entering. I want to remind you guys that if you want to ensure that you never miss another Angry MGTOW video, consider going over to any video on my page and clicking on the notification button. When you click on the notification button that's right next to subscribe, a box will pop up. Just click on the little box here. Make sure it's checked. And it says, send me all notifications for this channel. Hit save and you will receive regular notifications whenever I put out a new video or whenever I go live. Women have made their beds and now they'll have to lay in them. Women have created their own misery, their own suffering. And now they will have to be held accountable for it. Because men are no longer paying the bill. Let me know if you agree that white women are destroying the world. And that now they are entering a new era where their actions are leading to an equal and opposite reaction. Which will be a downfall, a major fall from grace, and an era where women will literally have to survive on their own, or they don't, and most won't. And men will resoundingly say no, using their silence as they go their own way. Let me know if you agree with this, and let me know what your stories have been when it comes to dating, when it comes to how you've dealt with women when it comes to if you're what you've witnessed on how women are destroying the world. I want to know what you guys have gone through, what you guys have seen through your own eyes, through your lenses. Let me know. If you liked the video, please hit the like button. Please subscribe. And if you liked the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads lead to MGTOW or death.